Okay, well, very good on the getting the QRP rig out. I always been interested in that, but one of the aspects of the hobby that I never got into too much, and okay on the yard work. Yeah, it's getting that time of year. A lot of lawnmowers were going around my neighborhood today, too. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think you've got a pretty good size yard to take care of. Okay, up next is Rick with Ron DeFalo, KC8VOA. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Dave, I have a question for you, and that deals with the jet vapor trails and chemtrails. What are the differences? And with that, I found yesterday to be a little bit warmer outside, and I got a little bit more done yesterday than I did today, but a bunch of sticks picked up and so forth, and haven't got the yard yet raked yet. I need to get that done, but in the middle of things, there's a bunch of things I need to get done, so up against the gun for one thing or another. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KC8BOA.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Well, I can't answer that right off the top of my head, so you're going to have to give me some time on that one to think about it, I guess. But what was the question again about the jet trails?
We see some trails behind jets that last forever, and we see some that dissipate real quick. Just wondering what the differences are. KCBOA.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Well, that's a good question, and I can't answer it right away. I probably could, but I'm not sure you would trust my answer. But interesting question. I just can't give you a good answer. Okay, thank you, Rick. Ron, you are up next with Minnie DeFalo, KC8YVF.